If you were listening this morning at 6 o'clock, you heard our marketing department people sing the Good Morning song. It was just unbelievable. And they also are appearing here on our show now to do the Minnesota Hospital episode for this week. And this was all part of a United Way fund drive we had here at CCO Radio. Everybody at CCO Radio signed up to have something taken out of their check for United Way. But in addition, we had a lot of fund ways to, what do we have? We had dinner with Sid. What else?
Which I don't think he's cashed in on that one yet.
Did he really? And we had lunches up here almost every day.
Lunch with Brad Nessler.
Yeah.
Autographed Viking footballs.
Mm-hmm. And baseballs. Mm-hmm. And Tim Russell did answering machine messages in his voices.
Ginger baked some pies.
Yeah, tennis with Charlie Boone.
And that was all like the silent auction. As soon as someone would come in one price, here from the station, somebody would go in and get a higher price. Mm-hmm. And one of them was to appear on the Boone and Erickson show to sing the Good Morning song and to do Minnesota Hospital, and you were the people who came up with the highest bid. Now, we are introducing you to Jill Ivanochek.
That's right. You got the pronunciation there.
Yeah. I was saying Ivanochek for a long time, but it's Ivanochek. Jill, in the marketing department, you do things such as...
Well, I put some of the contests that you hear on the air together, including each Thursday from now until March 1st, we're giving away vacations from 10 to 3, so tune in and you can win.
Okay. Paul Burgley, what kind of stuff are you handling, Paul?
As you know, we have just a wide variety of guests on the air all the time, and so I sort of coordinate the information from the producers and try to sum them up in brief little bits that you announcers can let everyone know what's coming up and tell our listeners what great programming we have coming up.
You bet. And Bonnie Bowling, how about you?
Good morning, Roger. I, among many other things, I'm working on the prep parade banquet for high school kids, high school football kids from around the state, and it's a big deal for these kids. We are honoring them with a banquet on February 3rd.
It's a great thing, and CCO Radio has done this for so many years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've been working with Sid Hartman on this, so it's even a greater feat than...
Bonnie, you are a saint. And Tom Gavaris, how about you?
Good morning, Raj.
Tom has moved into another department at our company.
Yes, I left the marketing department in mid-November and joined the Midwest Radio Networks, which is our radio network division in our corporation here.
But at the time, you were still with marketing when you put in this bid during United Way campaign. And but now you have such things as this next show with Sid and Mark?
Yes.
Is going to be on the network?
We started in early December. We're now airing the Sid Hartman, Mark Rosen show. They're aired on radio stations all throughout the Midwest. Duluth, Rochester, Grand Forks, a lot of great radio stations are now airing programming that originates from CCO.
Okay, so now you have come up with this great script, and we are going to perform it at this moment. We have.
I think you should credit the right person with the script, Raj.
Are you going to not take blame for this?
Don't blame us.
Yeah.
Jill Ivanochek will be the announcer plus the intern. We have Paul Burgley, who plays the male nurse. We have Tom Gavaris, who plays...
the marketing person.
Marketing genius. Yes. And Bonnie Bowling, who is, guess who? Helen Trent.
And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our medical men and women who make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today we find Dr. Gil Whitney talking with nurse Helen Trent.
Oh, Helen. Helen.
Gil. Gil, oh, Gil.
Helen. Helen, come with me to Brainerd this weekend.
Oh, Gil, I can't.
You can't? Why?
I promised I'd show the new nurse around.
Well, bring her along. I'll find a partner for her, and we'll play bridge.
Gil, the nurse's name is George.
George?
Did someone call me?
This, Helen, is George?
Yes. Oh, George, guess what? Dr. Whitney has invited you to come to Brainerd with us.
What? No, I didn't.
Brainerd? What's that, a place where nerds get brain surgery or something?
George is from out east, so he doesn't know.
Oh, Dr. Whitney! Dr.
Dr. Whitney!
Who are you?
Dr. Whitney, I'm the new intern.
You're the new intern?
Dr. Whitney, some of the women on the medical staff complain that you're too much of a male chauvinist.
Well, what do you tell them?
I said, well, you can't lump all men together.
Oh, good for you.
In fact, some men are lumpier than others.
Helen. Helen.
Oh. Oh, Gil. Gil.
Helen, I can't take all these changes. Male nurses, women doctors.
And marketing consultants.
Hmm?
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Zip Hotshot. I've been hired by the marketing administrator to help you with some marketing.
Marketing?
Well, before this, I was in marketing at a large radio station, so I have lots of great ideas.
Ideas like what?
Well, have one gallstone removed for the full price and get the second one free. Isn't that great?
That sounds good, yeah.
And how about this? A contest to win an operation. Be the fourth caller and win.
I've got an idea, too.
Who's this?
I'm George the Nurse. New, I'm from out east, you know. Since I got out of college, you know, right now I've got the best ideas for attracting their business. How about an IV chug-a-lug contest, and the winner gets solid food for a month?
Wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
Let's go to the office and talk more.
All right.
Helen, now that we're alone, this young nurse just out of college, does he appeal to you?
Oh, Gil, he's young and handsome, but mature men have their redeeming qualities, too.
Well, I've heard that some of these young nurses are animals.
Gil.
Helen.
Gil.
Helen, if sometime we did get to Brainerd alone, would you let me be an animal?
Well, I suppose it'd be more fun than if you were a vegetable or a mineral.
Well, after today's episode, the question has to be asked. Should the WCCO Radio Marketing Department be on Minnesota Hospital every Friday?
Wow! What a performance by the WCCO Marketing Promotion Department. Ginger Cisco is going to give you the rest of the day off, I would suppose. Wouldn't you say that? Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do?
We're going to have to work overtime to make this up.